Welcome, everybody, to Chicken Sex and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, its achievements. I am Makita. She can't
Monica,
say I have
what?
no energy. She
No,
can't
I
say
know,
it.
because I was trying to figure out what the fuck
She can't say
what
it.
was that whole, I don't know what that whole movement was. That was that was given very like in show. Like, but anyway, let's get into this. I got something to say.
Now let's get into this.
I got beef. Let me tell y'all. All right. Last week we did Girls Love Beyonce, right? And we on here talking about fuck Beyonce, fuck these bitches.
First of all, that's
blah,
not
blah, blah.
What we said.
Yesterday,
boy.
Yesterday, I'm in my bed and I wake up and I just get on my internet, right? Just get on Beyonce's internet and I'm scrolling. I see Makita's fucking story. So I'm like, oh, let me see what Makita. Y'all, guess where Makita was? Front
Bruh,
row
I was
center,
waiting
baby.
For this. I was
front
waiting.
Row center in her motherfucking Renaissance outfit, singing her heart out to goddamn
Bro.
Love on Top at the motherfucking Beyonce concert.
First of
The whole
all,
time, last week, y'all, we talking about fuck Beyonce. All right? We talking about we not fucking with Beyonce.
First of
Makita,
all,
real oppie. Real fucking happy because you didn't say you was even going to the Beyonce
I wasn't
concert.
at that time. I
and
was not.
then she had the nerve to be front row information in her uniform talking about 10 tens across the board. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it. Yum, 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 yummy.
First of
How
all,
dare you?
First of all, Monica, first of all, you exaggerate so damn
Explain
much.
Yourself.
You was a liar when you was a child. I could tell by the way that you exaggerate.
Where did I lie? Was you not at the Beyonce concert?
You lied at the beginning when you said we was on here talking about fuck Beyonce.
No,
all
no,
that.
None
of those words came out of our mouth.
That's how
roll,
I remembered it.
Roll
happened.
Back the tape.
If
y'all
this was
listen
real,
to this,
if
go
this was
listen
Real
to
Housewives,
episode 58.
If this was Real Housewives of Atlanta, this would be so fucking funny because they would roll back that tape and be like, in fact, she did not say any of that. That'd be so funny. But you looking real happy, friend. Like, what is, like,
okay,
we were supposed to be gang gang.
Let me clear up all your lies first, and then I will explain. Secondly, I was not front and center ever.
Girl,
it
looked like
concert.
You could touch. It looked like you could touch her from where I was looking at.
No. No, I could. If I tried to touch Beyonce, I would have broke my neck because I was not close to her. Thirdly, the video I posted, I was not her singing on that video.
Child,
I know good and damn.
You
well.
Was sing. What song was you? You was singing a song. It was a song.
I think
you
it was.
Like,
I think it was Love on Top. I think you did tell the truth right there because I think
it was some little
Love
slow song, or it was some slow song. But I know she was just like 10 cents across the board.
No, I didn't. I don't even like the song from Renaissance, so I know I
didn't
post any of them.
Look at her.
Thirdly, I did not
and
dress
not
like
trusted.
An alien superstar like the rest of her fans. I had on some shorts and a purple rain t-shirt. I was real regular. But here's the thing. So I had no plans of going to see Beyonce. But I was texting my friend the Friday because she was here Friday, Saturday, and I think she's actually having another concert, her last here in Atlanta tonight, which is Monday. And she would show me how much the ticket prices was dropping. And I was like, dang, them is dropping. And I had this other friend that was like, she was going and she was going by herself. And I was like, oh man, like that's dope. And then I got to thinking like Beyonce getting up there in age, yo. Like she got, I'm not even going to say that, but she getting up there in age. She probably ain't going to be touring much more. And she's one of the best performers of her time. Of our time. I missed seeing Michael Jackson, RIP. Missed seeing Prince. I'm seeing Usher in October. Like, why not see Beyonce? Like, I don't do much. I be in the house, right? So I figured this is something that I could do for myself. Have a key to night out or whatever. So I got a last minute ticket and I went. I thought you would be proud that I was.
No,
outside.
I just feel like you was just being an op because we was on here literally on some gang gang shit, and you switched up on me that fast.
No, I ain't part of the Beehive. It was. It
oh,
was
now a, it, you're not. Oh well, run that, Andy. Run that motherfucking clip back, Andy.
She never said that she was a part of the Beehive.
And show her singing. at this goddamn concert.
I was not
running
singing it.
Back.
I was not singing in the video that I
talking
posted.
About the beautiful execution, the beautiful vocals.
Nah, I will say,
was her mic on?
Her mic was on. Much respect. Her mic was on.
It better have been for them ticket prices.
Listen, her mic was on. The dancing was on. She has such like a diverse group of dancers. It was very inclusive.
I know that too. I see she got a big mama.
She has, yes, a plus size woman. She has a transgender male, I guess. I don't know.
I've seen that too.
And then somebody
I thought
in
it
her
was a transgender
band,
woman.
I don't know how to I'm
pronounce what they're I understand.
You know what I'm saying? And then somebody in her band was pregnant. Like she covered all her bases.
Yeah.
And then Blue Ivy did her thing, yo. And she was showing out for the kids. She did a little bit of extra little kisses, peace sign, or whatever. I mean, I just enjoyed it. But I will say this, yo. The Beehive fans are crazy. I wasn't in there when the show first started because I was trying to get a drink. And it like made this like noise or drum, like whatever happened to let you know the show was about to start. All of the people that weren't in like the inside in the stadium when it started, that is like super fans, they just started like screaming and scrambling. Monica, I thought there was a shooting or something. Like I was scared. I was about to run the other way because I was like, yo, what's happening? And then I realized like y'all is running because y'all not inside. Like, please stop. Please relax. I was really scared, like for a second, like
that's fucking hilarious. I just can't believe it, but it's all right though, y'all. It's all right. We just, you know, it's just you can't trust everybody on this goddamn podcast. Some of us are real solid, okay? When we say we ain't going to no Beyonce concert, we ain't going to no goddamn Beyonce concert, right? So, and Beyonce ain't about to stop touring. You think it's gonna be? This is only Renaissance Part One.
Is that what she said?
I don't know, but it's only Renaissance. I mean, hell, why would she make it a part one if there ain't a part two?
I didn't know it was part one. Like I said, I don't like that album.
That's actually a really good album, though. Like,
I guess I don't prefer house music.
And that's crazy because you're from Baltimore.
I know. Yo, I did get hyped up because she played Percolator during one of the breaks. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Because it's also like, I don't know what type of music you call it, but that song that you were singing in particular, they play those like, are they called drag shows? And that's not no, because when I think of drag shows, I think about like Nelly's and stuff like that. But you know what I'm talking about, like the day when they do dancing.
No, I don't think they're like Vogue. They're like Vogue, but like when you, it's like Pose, like the show Pose. They call it the houses. Like when they be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know how they used to have different houses in Vogue? And people, I mean, not Vogue, Pose. Pose is also a really good show, too.
I never watched it.
Yeah, you should watch it. I don't even know if they, like, stream it anywhere, but it was actually, it's a really, really good show. I teared up a little bit watching those people live their best life. Yeah, I don't know what the technical term is. I would just think it would be house music or club music.
I mean,
or...
yeah, I guess it's all house club music, but I genuinely I don't prefer it. Like I could listen to Baltimore club music, but even that I have a short attention span, patience for. It's just like nostalgic for me, but I don't like that. Like
you don't
not,
really like
nah,
that.
It's not really my thing.
I be bopping my head to it a little bit, you know. Hey, you knuckleheads! Hey, you knuckleheads! Coming
walking
down
the avenue,
no,
walking down
time.
The avenue, a few more
one
streets
more blessing,
y'all,
baby. Yeah, I like that all little right, song now. Though. but yeah, anyway, y'all, I just wanted to get that off my motherfucking chest because I felt like, how dare her betrayed me.
I knew. I was waiting. Now I see what you was waiting for because I just knew. I was like, Monica about to slide in my DMs, but
now
whole
I
time.
Know, baby. Now I know that if we was on a boat together, baby, and one of us had to go, you are pushing me over.
Good. Get out of here.
I know that now. Okay. I thought maybe we both would jump off the goddamn boat together.
Get out of here.
But now. There ain't no hope. Ain't no love in the motherfucking city for me. Can't believe it.
Anywho,
Can't fucking believe it. I hope it was worth it. Hope you got to enjoy it. But y'all did a good job on the mute. Was you quiet?
Man, I don't give a damn about that. Yeah, I was quiet. Like, what was I going to be saying
at
that
take that
point anyway?
serious. People
Yeah.
take that serious. One
Man.
girl covered another girl's mouth. Like, they take that shit serious.
Yo, I wish somebody would have did something weird.
They take that serious. Big energy. No, that do go hard. I do like how she basically turned that into a challenge. Like, I don't even think it really started off as like a challenge. I just think people just turn it into. I know I was on Twitter the other day and everybody was just like, Beyonce must got like a secret burner account. They was like, cause she really be just too hip to like shit that be happening. And they was just like, yeah, Beyonce's ass probably be somewhere on here trolling all of us. Low key. Like, she probably got a whole ass Twitter account somewhere.
I
was
believe
like,
that.
yeah. Somebody said that, like, they think her team probably got notifications and alerts set up when she's mentioned or when her name and shit like that. So they probably filter all that shit back to her. But I was like, yeah, I'm sure. Cause she was like doing little dances and doing little things like, you know, that I am going to see my man. I'm happy. I'm
I'm
happy.
happy
I'm
to
happy.
see
Whatever,
my
like little
husband.
shit like that. Like
Yeah,
she
even the fact that she do the I just want
Yeah, you know, she'd really be out here. Maybe she'd be learning all the shit through Blue, but
That
she
would be funny.
definitely be somewhere on these damn socials, y'all, seeing all of this shit.
If I was a big celebrity like that, I would definitely have a burner account.
Yeah, probably. Who knows what she has? I think she's nearing the end of the tour, though. I don't think she's about to wrap up. I think she's gonna go somewhere. Like, I think she's gonna. It got to be a part two.
I mean, I hope for her fans' sake that that's the case, but I just like she about to be what, 42 this year?
Yeah, but like 42 is really like not even old. Like, that's like we still with the kids.
It's not old. You talking about we like you 42, girl.
I mean.
Goodbye. But it's not old. But for what she is doing, that's a lot. You gotta think
Yeah.
like she's performing 3 times for 3 hours in the span of 4 days.
And I just wonder how the fuck she's getting around. I was like, is there a Beyonce tour bus?
Yeah, I was trying to figure that
Like,
out too. And I'm
are
like,
they flying
I
everywhere?
know she has to get outside of her hotel and like eat, but does she? But can she?
I'm just thinking, like, they really got that shit top secret, all of that shit. Cause I'm like, where is she staying? How is she getting these places? How are they flying in all these places? Like, there's been no sighting of people in airports. There have been no
Bro.
buses. There's been no cars. I'm like, oh, well, they do got a private jet, but I just can't imagine that she would just be taking her private jet to every tour stop.
Why not?
That just seems exhausting. That's a
I
lot of
mean,
flying.
that's what I feel like touring overall gotta be exhausting.
Maybe
I
her, I wonder if her team would be on buses or some shit. I don't know. I would love to see the logistics sheet of Beyonce's tour to see how they get around and all of that shit. But you know, Julius be right there wherever they be at.
Listen, I wonder
He
where
don't
he
be
be at during
playing.
a concert.
I seen him at one time when that little tank broke down. He was like right on the side. He hopped up there.
What
And
tank?
one of the I guess she had a tank that came out or whatever she was sitting on when she was doing Stallion. That
Oh, okay. I know what she's talking about. Yeah,
like
when she
whatever
do
that
her
little shit
knee, her
is.
little Megan Thee thing.
Yeah.
Savage.
I seen that. But good. You know what? I'm not glad that you went, but I am glad that you went. Because I just feel like we was talking shit last year, last week.
I mean, I don't get me wrong. I still think the Beehive people is crazy. And going confirmed that for me. But yeah, I'm happy I went. She's a great performer, like not for nothing. But I just think people need to have their priorities in order. That's it.
Listen, I just want to know how she do it.
What if she's a clone? You got to think about
Oh,
AI,
yeah.
right? And I just watched that Black Mirror
True.
episode. Joan is awful, so it's really top of mind for me.
Never seen that. What if Beyonce isn't even real? What if we're not real? What if we're actually living in hell? What if we're actually all dead?
Like the Rugrats.
The Rugrats are dead?
That's a theory, is that
Really?
people are crazy, but yeah, theory is that none of those kids are alive. and they're all a figment of Angelica's imagination. Yeah, they go into it like Tommy's father, because you know he was like a toy inventor. He is obsessed with making toys because I forget how they say Tommy died, but he like I think he might have died in like birth or something, they claim. And so Phil, his dad, it was obsessed with making toys to you know, because his son passed before he got to really be with him. And then they say Chucky died with his mom, because I think his real mom passed away. And then I think one of the twins is actually alive. No, sorry, I forget how Tommy died. No, Tommy did die in the womb, but then the twins, their mom had an abortion, and
Who
Angelica found out about it, and they had
the
their twins because she didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a
This is the
girl.
stupidest shit in the
Ain't
whole
people
wide world. Like,
crazy?
who sits and thinks of this shit?
Ain't
What?
people crazy?
Like,
I'm like, what? Why would y'all think that somebody
who
would do
wrote all of
that?
this shit? Why are y'all trying to fucking rob us of our childhood again? Okay? Like, leave us the fuck alone. Golly.
Yeah.
Just leave us alone. Just stop it, okay? I'm fucking. It's just a lot happening over here. I'm over here texting this man to pray for me that I get some sex.
Is it a man that you actually like, or just somebody
It's,
else?
I mean, I do actually like him, but he don't really have time
Oh,
for
okay.
me. And that's the same one. So that's kind of the
Oh,
one
so
I
he's
just
not going
kinda
to pray for you, because he's praying on your downfall. I forgot.
he talking about, oh, well, I'm praying for us both. I said, don't pray, don't try to overshadow my prayers. This is about me. Pray for your fucking self on your own fucking time. But I don't know what he is. Like, I feel like I'm very much in this weird season in life right now. I just feel like I'm in like a, I don't know. You ever just feel like you're in a season where there's like a lesson you're supposed to learn and you just don't know what the lesson is, but you know it's a lesson? I just feel like I'm in that season. Like, I feel like I'm in a very like lonely, isolated season, but not like I'm lonely. Like, I don't, like, this is the first time where I'm not dating anybody and I don't live with anybody. And that's rare for me because, like, I always keep me a nigga. If it's one thing I can do, baby, if it's one thing I can do, it's I can keep me a goddamn nigga, okay? They be coming.
Boys are like
But
buses.
listen, Miss
Next
One,
15-1 coming.
heh. But I don't know. Like, I just feel like maybe the buses is like skipping my fucking stop or some shit because there ain't no niggas out here. But I also say I have just been in the house a lot this summer. Usually I be outside. Like, I be outside summer, spring, fall, like fucking
Boy, don't
all
you?
occasions, right? But this is the first time since like May. Like, I've literally just not done shit. Like, I haven't even gotten my hair done since May. Looks absolutely crazy. I haven't been doing shit, and I'm just kind of like, why? What is going on? Like, what is this reasoning? And I'm like, maybe because, you know, my housemate moved out, so now I have the budget actually. So now maybe I'm just in this mindset of like, we got food at home type of vibe. Maybe that's just the vibe I'm in. But also, I don't know. I just feel like I'm in this weird season where I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, where are the hoes at? Like, where are my fucking hoes? Like, why don't I have anybody? I'm not
That's
tripping, but it's like I'm very like touch deprived. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to fucking do some nasty shit, and it's like, well, who am I do nasty shit with?
so
Well,
you're touch deprived in like a special place.
I think I'm just touch deprived in everywhere because like I'm living in this house by myself, and I'm just talking to myself every fucking day. Like, there's no other energy in this house but my own. And I'm not dating anybody. So I'm not having that like intimate energy with anybody else. Not even like from a sexual standpoint, but just like building and talking and like, you know, interacting with somebody else from that type of like intimate level where they would be in your home and shit like that. It's like, I don't even have that. And I don't want, and I know people on the socials are making this whole touch deprived shit. So like, therapize. I don't know. You know how you could just take an issue and try to make it into some type of therapy, trauma bond, like fucking issue and shit. I don't think it's that. I just
Wait,
think,
what are they saying?
like, I feel like people try to like really take like touch deprive and make it sound so deep. Like,
It's
you know,
deep.
like you're learn Is it?
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're saying they say, but tell me what they're saying. But
Like, I
I
feel
think
like
it's
people are trying to make it to the sense where it's like you're touch deprived and you're yearning for something and it's fucking messing up your fucking well-being of life
what?
because you're touch deprived.
I mean, I think it can impact your mental health. I don't think that
Yes, I mean, and it's like, and I want to say it's like touch deprived and like touch starvation, but I just don't know if it's like, is this something that if you was to go to therapy, they would like, what would they tell you to get a fucking weighted blanket or a dog?
Monica, oh my
No,
God.
I'm really serious. That's why I'm not sure if this is like a man-made thing or if this is really like a factual experience. And I get that people are craving physical intimacy. So I get it.
I think it's yeah, I definitely think it's real. I don't know that the answer is to like just find something to touch, right? Because for you, like, I mean, part of it is like you actually want physical touch because you want to have like that physical intimacy with
Pound
somebody.
town, just want some pound town.
Yes. But you also spoke to the fact that you are like literally like with yourself all day, you know? So
Yes.
I think there's also like an emotional intimacy with that. There is security and comfort when you get that physical connection with someone. So I don't know that I'm not a doctor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist, nothing of the sort, but I don't know that their remedy would be like, oh, just get a weighted blanket. But I do think that it's a real thing and that impacts your health, mental health.
I think that in some sense, though, like touch starvation can be a choice. You know what I mean? That's why I just wonder, like, if it's actual something that people need to study more than just being like, yo, you just are fucking single and lonely. Because if it comes down to you just wanting to be touched, like you could find anybody to fucking touch you, like on that type of intimacy level, right? But as women, we want the person we want, or we want like that special person to touch us and to provide that intimacy. We don't want just like a casual fling or like just a random encounter or just anybody touching us. We want the person we like to touch us. So that's why I'm just like, okay, so that means we're actively choosing to avoid touch unless it comes by the person we want.
I see what you're saying, but I also think that I don't know that that's by choice. Just because you're not succumbing to the touch from anyone doesn't mean that you're actively choosing to not be touched. Like, because say that you decided, like, you know, I'm just gonna let anybody hit it. I don't think that's necessarily gonna satisfy the emotional part of you that is touch deprived. Because obviously, yes, there's a physical itch that you want scratched, right?
Pound town.
But it's also having an impact on you emotionally and mentally. And I think that's a real thing. Like, think about like even COVID and how isolated people were at that in that
Yes, and it
phase.
made people
Like,
fucking crazy. Yeah, that's a good point because I don't know if I want to sit here and say I feel like it's affecting my mental and physical health. I don't know all of, I don't think it's really like affecting it. I think I just get just hornier by the day because I want my fucking eggs cracked, okay? I want my fucking eggs cracked. I want my fucking eggs scrambled. My back, no, I'm just kidding.
girl, I'm like, what? Where did
Word
we
to
go,
y'all, can y'all,
Miss
can
New
anybody
York?
tell me? Oh, I was about to say, can anybody tell me where I got that from? Okay, no, just kidding. But I
That's
don't know
gross.
if it's like a, if it's like a therapy issue. I don't know, but I do, you do have a good point going back to COVID and quarantine and how like even the people who were living with people, I feel like that's when they realized that like the shit is terrible. And some people might have preferred fucking being alone versus being with somebody. But there were absolutely people who committed suicide and did all of, you know, had all type of mental health issues because of that isolation. And it was people who were so used to using work as an escape that now they had to be home with their family and they couldn't take it. You know what I mean? Like they couldn't take living together and all of that shit. So yeah, it's interesting though, and it's interesting like I mean, in terms of like what is the it could we say that it's a disorder, you think?
I think it
I
could
mean,
lead to a disorder, but I don't
I guess
think
we're not
in and of
qualified to say
itself.
that.
Yeah, that
I
let's
mean,
start
we're not
there.
qualified to say what
Let's start
is, but I
there.
do wonder if it could be a disorder. Like touch starvation, skin. I'm seeing something about like skin hunger. And it basically all
Skin
just is
hunger.
like, yeah, it's like basically being affection deprivation.
Man.
And it doesn't have to do with Black women only, but I do wonder like if there is a study out there, what race experience more touch starvation, affection deprivation? I feel like it has to be Black women because these niggas really be out there fucking
Here you
niggas, but
go. Here you
they be
go.
touching anything.
They be touching anything.
They do.
But
So.
taking it on, like, to another level, like, I'm thinking about like how you're raised. You know how they say like my mom didn't hug me, or you know we don't do that in our family. Like, I wonder what type of impact that could have on you and how you're raised and growing up and that type of
Yeah.
thing.
But I wonder if we would even call that touch starvation back in the day, our
No, absolutely
affection
not.
deprivation, right? Because I feel like as we're going through life, people are having these experiences, but now because of the world we live in, people are able to call a thing a thing. You know what I mean? So back in the day, you just thought like, oh, my mom is just hard as fuck, right? Like my mom is just this, she's not affectionate, she's not that, she's not nurturing. But you don't really know the name of it. So now when you see people like men or women who want affection and need affection, are we saying they're touch deprived? Are they touch starved? Or, you know, like, are we able, are we calling that a thing now? That's the, like, no.
I think we should.
I mean, I guess we're at the point now. I guess if it's a name to it, well, I guess we can call it. I just wonder back in the day, like, people probably didn't know what the fuck it was.
No,
Are what they were feeling.
I love that we have language for things now, but I
Right.
think sometimes it does us a disservice because I think we be misusing or overusing things.
Yeah, for sure. And I also think that a lot of people on social media, everybody thinks they're fucking experts at everything. So
Girl,
that's
so you
annoying
went to a
too.
couple therapy sessions. Now you
Yeah,
just.
everybody. Yeah, now you know all the lingo and all the terms. Like I do feel like I always hate like, and I feel like for me, I'm easy. I'm not always so quick to diagnose people with shit, right? Like it's so easy to just be like, oh, my ex is a narcissist, and I've literally had like a therapist tell me like, oh, I think he is basically had he's showing traits of narcissism. But I do feel like, you know, you can't just go on Nidra T-Wobs or whatever fucking Instagram page, read her little shit, and then now you're a doctor to diagnose people with narcissism. Like, that's not how that shit works.
No.
Like, it doesn't work like that. So while I appreciate us having this advancement in language and all of this shit, I want people to realize that you still are not fucking an expert. Don't be out here, you know, trying to diagnose people's problems and like, oh my God, I learned on Chicken Sex and Degrees that you're probably touch deprived. Like, don't go
Yeah,
say that, y'all.
please don't.
Don't go say that. But yeah, I mean, being in this house is definitely interesting. I just feel like I'm learning a lesson, and I don't know, because the last time I lived in this house by myself was COVID. It was like 2020 until like 2021. It was like, but it wasn't like a full year. It was just like, you know, whatever. But that was like the last time I've actually been in this house and that I actually really wasn't dating anybody either. So I don't know like what this lesson is. And I know you probably won't know the lesson until you get out of it, but I just hope that whatever the fucking lesson is, it just leads to my eggs being cracked, my back bent, pound town. That's just how I want to. That's what I hope so, because it's just like letting all this good pussy go to waste. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so
Girl,
stupid.
what is your problem?
I'm serious. It's so fucking stupid. It's like, what? Like, why do I not have any hoes? Like, why
Well,
not?
what if you don't really want hoes?
Well, then who the fuck do I want?
A stable
Man.
person? I don't know. I'm just asking. Like, it's a follow-up.
Where that nigga at then? He need to come on. He
No, I
need to
don't.
be, if these buses is coming every fucking 15 minutes, then this goddamn bus driver needs to let him off right here on this goddamn Need to let him off right here on this goddamn street so he can walk his whole ass, happy ass up here. Well, don't walk. Hopefully, honey, have a car. But nah, I just say I'm experienced. So I don't know. And then I just think even to myself, like, I just haven't felt like doing shit. Like, I literally said, I haven't got my hair done since May. And I think that's wild. Right. But I also look back too of like, because I'm comparing this shit to like last year. And like last year, last summer, like I was outside, but I realized I was outside because I was with a different person. Like I was dating somebody. And I feel like because I was dating somebody who I felt like I was constantly trying to like appease or make happy in a way, like it's like I'd be wondering, like maybe I was outside so much because I didn't have peace inside. You know what I mean? With him.
That's a thing, bro.
Like, you know what I mean? Maybe I was outside because like I needed to fucking do something normal to fucking stay, you know, be away from this nigga who just, you know, whatever. And I just want to say, I just look at, I was like watching that Know For Sure podcast, and I don't really watch that podcast Know For Sure with B. Simone and the other skinny girl, because
Megan,
I don't know. Oh, is that her name, Megan? Oh, yeah. I didn't know her name. Okay, Megan. I don't know. I don't really be, I don't know. I can't, I don't know. I'm not really like a fan or whatever, but I did watch, I did see the clip that they had with that girl, Carla
Williams and
Carla Wilmer, Wilmaris or some shit. That's funny. Sidebar. Anyway, I'll tell you what I got from. But anyway, she was talking about how she was like, no, first of all, what the fuck am I talking about? I seen the clip with the Carla girl, but then Carla did another show with the girl Mandy or Weezy or some shit from Horrible Decisions or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how when she was in a relationship, she would like, Carla was saying like, oh, you didn't, I feel like you didn't know who you was. And she was like, yeah, I feel like I would self-correct, you know, the issues that he had with me. And then when I would correct them and I would go back to him, it felt like they were never good enough. And I was just like, woo, that's a fucking, that is a thing, okay? Because I feel like that is where I've been. I've been that girl. I feel like last year when I was in my relationship, I feel like I was always, it was always something wrong. It was always some issue. So I would address the issue. And then even when I would address the issue, it still was never good enough. And when she was just like, it made me realize that it wasn't me, it was him. I was just like, bitch, I might watch this whole episode, okay? I might watch this because, bitch, that is fucking factual, okay?
She in your pew.
Like, listen, last year, I swear to God, with my ex, like, I used to just, it used to just be a list of shit every week, every day. It was just like, this is this. You would fix it, go back. It was still never good enough. It was something else that was wrong. And literally, I feel like I had just got to a point where I was like, you know what? This is not me. Like, it's not me. Like, there's no way that, like, this much can be wrong with me. Like, this is this nigga. And why he feels the need to come in and want to pick me apart or try to change me or do whatever thing, it must be projection. I don't fucking know. But that little clip of that podcast that I seen today, that was a word. And I don't know what that has to do with anything, because I don't know if that's the season. If this is all just tying back into the season that I'm in right now of being like, maybe it's not isolation. Maybe it's fucking freedom.
Maybe it's reflection. Ooh,
maybe
what you said was dope.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm not like learning a lesson. Maybe I already learned the lesson and now I'm just reaping the benefits of it in a way. Because last year I couldn't do certain, like, not that I couldn't do certain shit, but I wasn't in the space to be a certain way or to do a certain thing or to do this. But now that I'm in that space, maybe I'm just doing what the fuck I want to do now, because like, and that may look like me being in the house, me being more selective about the men I'm dating because I can, because I don't have anybody who's going to chastise me about the stupidest shit. And I'm like, yo, I haven't gotten my hair done. Like, if I was still with my ex last year, y'all, I would never have gone this long not getting my hair done. Like, never. Okay. Like, never. And the fact that my hair ain't been done since May, I'm like, I think the shackles is off.
So you can dance.
So I can dance, baby. I think the shackles is fucking off.
I wonder, damn, there was something I was gonna say, but do you feel like you have peace now?
Yeah, I feel like I have peace now. And I think like I still sometimes, like, another thing when I was looking at that podcast, she was talking about how like sometimes when you date narcissist people, it's hard to explain what you've been through with them because people who like haven't lived it like they wouldn't get it. You know what I mean? So I can sit here and tell you guys of like, oh, yeah, one time me and him got into a fight and he told me like duh, 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 duh. But it's like you wouldn't get the magnitude of that shit unless you was in that situation. And sometimes when I was dating my ex, I used to just sit and think like, yo, I wish that like we were on like fucking Truman Camera or Truman Show, you know, like the little Jim Carrey shit where the nigga had that was in the camera all the time. I wish we was in that shit so people can see exactly what I saw or what I went through so that they could know, like so that it could be articulated better. Because for me to sit here and say like, yo, I went through X, Y, and Z or this was said, it don't hit the same. It's like, I don't know, it just don't hit the same. It's like if you was in it and you was seeing it or you experienced it, you just would get it. You just would so fucking get it. And it's like, it's just crazy. So I feel like, again, I don't know what my lesson is this time and why I'm just in the fucking house this whole summer. It might be a magnet, it might be a variety of things. Partly it's hot as hell. I don't feel like fucking sweating. I'm tired. And then I got the Black Girls Vote shit that I do this summer versus what I wasn't really doing that last summer. So that takes up most of my time too. So I don't know. I just know that I'm ready for Pound Town.
Bro, you are annoying.
That's all I know. And I just feel like I'm just over here just in this fucking world. And I've been really going back and forth of like, yo, do I want a roommate or do I not want a roommate? Do I want a roommate, Makita? Or do I not?
Don't think you want one for real.
I don't know what I want to do because, like, I like the money, right? I like, and when I say roommate, I mean housemate because it's my fucking house. But I'm like, I like the money of renting a room out to somebody. But I'm at the point now of like, I don't like living by myself, but I've been by myself since like April in a way. So now I'm kind of like, I don't feel like making space for anybody else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like making space in my house. I don't
Why?
feel like. I just don't fucking feel like it. Like, I don't feel like it. I don't feel like having somebody else come in here, turn the doorknob. Like, I don't want to, you
No.
know what I mean? Like, I don't want any of that shit. I don't want to share space anymore. So I've been really juggling, like, going back and forth of like, yo, do I want a roommate? Yes, the money would be great, but also at the price of my fucking peace and comfort. And while I'm one of them people who I can live good with people, I live fine with people. I'm a good roommate. People don't bother me. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do as long as you pay your bills. I just feel like, is that season over for me?
It might be.
You know, like, and I've been going back and forth with it. And I noticed this time, like, I haven't really put my all into trying to find a roommate or housemate. You know, I made like a couple little posts, but for the most part, I've just been like, And then last week, it's like, okay, I want one. This week, I'm like, no, nah, I don't want one. So now I'm just like, my friends is just like, oh, well, just get a fucking part-time job. Just get like a little job. You can work here and there, make a little extra change, and you'd be all right.
But is
And
that
I'm
what you
just
want to
like, yeah.
do?
No, I don't. Well, I don't want to work. I necessarily don't want to work, but I do kind of want to work because I got shit that I want to pay off. But if I do get a part-time job, I want it to be somewhere that I'm going to shop at. So like my dream job is to be a bottle girl. Like for real. I want
No,
somebody to
for
fucking hire.
real.
I'm serious. I want somebody to hire me as a fucking bottle girl. Like that's what I really, really want to do before I like.
Why?
I just want to experience it. You know, I just want to experience being a bad
You
bitch.
are 45 years
No.
old. Like,
So what? So what? I want to experience fucking being a bottle girl. But my realistic job is I'm like, I could work at Whole Foods, Home Goods. I want to work at Home Goods too. I want to work anywhere that's going to give me money weekly. If I get paid weekly, that's where I want to work. So that's between Home Goods and Kohl's. Kohl's pays you weekly, and I love Kohl's too.
I just,
So.
ever since I have known you, you've always been on the paper chase.
I know. I've always had like 17 jobs.
Yes. And I
Ugh.
just, and maybe that's just what you like, and if it's what you like, then it's just what you like. But I just want to know if that's what you like.
Yeah, I like having additional money to spend, especially if I'm gonna be living by myself. So I may get like a little part-time job. I mean, I got my business. And then I got shit I also have to pay off. Like I got shit I gotta pay. Shit is high these days, okay?
Man.
Bills is fucking high, and I do not be having no fucking money to pay all that shit. So I don't know. I'm just trying to decide. Like I'm leaning towards again not getting the housemate. And it's funny because like I bought a bed and everything. It's just everything's in a box. I just haven't set anything up. So I'm just literally like, okay, once I take this, set this shit up, like it's gonna have to stay because what the fuck I'm gonna do with all this bed and shit? So that's why I'm just trying to figure it out. But I'm leaning towards no, because then I feel like when I get my new boo, you know, and they start coming over, I'm gonna be ready to fuck everywhere. I don't wanna be considerate. Like I'm for real. I don't want to be considerate. I
Is
don't
your
want to be like, oh,
problem?
we gotta be quiet because Kiki's in the room. Man, fuck Kiki. All right, crack these motherfucking eggs, okay?
I'm glad I do not eat eggs.
Crack these goddamn eggs, baby. Scramble them, but do not fertilize them, okay?
Yeah, you gotta be very
Be
specific.
very, very, okay? A little razzle dazzle, but then get up out of there. That's what the fuck I need. So I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like it's just boiling down to, you know, I'm touch starved. Somebody, I'm trying to be like fucking Omarion in the middle of the road. Oh, baby, by the way. Oh, baby, by the way, you should come and just back into it
That's all you're trying to do.
and let it touch.
I hope that, maybe you should touch yourself.
Who the fuck wants to do that? And you know what? You're the wrong person to talk to because obviously you're not fucking touch deprived, clearly. So you don't
Not in
know what
any
I'm
way, shape,
going
or form.
through. You don't
I've
even
been
know.
there before. I've been touch deprived when I lived in Chicago. First of all, I lived by myself. It was cold as hell, and I didn't have no family. And then the sun wasn't out half the time because it was the damn winter. I'm pretty sure I was probably depressed, but it was a sad time. But it wasn't really, I mean, I'm sure I thought about sex, but it was less about sex, but more so like, damn, I haven't had a hug in a really long time. Damn, that's sad.
See, but I don't really, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I guess it's a hug, but I just want a man who just smell good, who got a little muscle, just come hug me. I want to lay down. And I didn't got into these Tubi movies. I didn't
Oh,
see.
you gotta tell me some, tell me the good ones.
Okay, I only seen one, but it was good. It's so ghetto, but it was just so good. So now I really just want to have like a ghetto movie night. You know what I mean? And I just want my little boo to come over and we're gonna watch these goddamn ghetto ass Tubi movies and eat some ghetto ass food. That's what I want. That's the type of night that I want. But it's also just like maybe, but I'm telling you, the guy who I was talking to, I do feel like he put a fucking curse on my life, you know, on my love life, because he is not in the season where he's ready to be intentional, not even intentional, where he's ready to show up. He's busy doing whatever the fuck it is that he's doing. And I'm just refusing to wait on him. And he just kind of put that curse where it's just like, well, you're not going to be happy with anybody because you're not supposed to be with him. You're supposed to be with me. And I feel like
Whoa,
that, I
player.
feel like him putting that curse on me may have a part to do too. Like he really did some hocus pocus shit on my love life. I think maybe I'm just fucked up.
It is.
It
Well,
is. It's so.
he prays harder than you.
He's talking about God don't play about me. Boy, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because if you wanted to be here, you would be here. And your ass don't want to be here because you so busy. You lying ass. You probably got a whole wife or some shit.
Bro,
There's
on
something over
related
there.
but not related, I heard that a lot of married men be on the apps, and that is sad.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's not surprising. Maybe it's fucking cheating.
Don't got
I think all
time.
type of niggas be on the apps, not just fucking married men.
What other types of men are there?
Unmarried men.
Well, obviously they would be on the apps. It's acceptable.
But that don't mean that they single.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not acceptable.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hope everybody out there is getting fucking touched and not being starved and not living by themselves and waking up every day and experiencing any type of touch starvation. Hope you guys have somebody who's going to touch you. But it usually comes when living alone.
An
This is what
ideal
happens.
world, like, Do you want to be like married?
I don't care. It's not a priority. It's not something that's on my to-do list.
Do you want to live with a partner?
I don't care. It's not on my to-do list. I could do it if they want to do it, or I could not do it.
So you're just open to having like a long-term partnership with y'all
yeah
live
I
in
don't
separate
see because
residences?
this is I mean no that's this is my thing, right? I don't have a fucking Sierra's list, a
Not
prayer,
Sierra.
a Sierra's for a Summer Walker prayer, like I don't have any type of prayer, right? I have myself and if it experiences, and if you want to come experience me and you want to come be a part of the fucking locomotion train, then I'm with it. If you do not want to come experience this, then you don't have to. Okay? I don't know. I don't have a prayer. I don't have a type. I just got this life and I got these experiences that you can come be a part of, and we can experience this shit together. And that's
Girl,
it.
I just asked you, did you want to live with somebody?
And
And
that's the answer.
Okay.
Is that I just got these experiences. Like if you come and you want to experience this shit together, and maybe that's a part of the experience, then cool. But if not, then cool too.
But it's not about like, it's about what you want. Like what you see for yourself. You know
I
what
see
I'm
for
saying?
myself not caring, and that's the issue.
Yeah, that is the issue. You
Like
should talk.
I
You
don't
should talk to
care either
somebody about
way.
that.
What, and you no 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 no. I talk to a therapist about this a lot. Because and this is not a foreign conversation to you either, of where I've never had the desire, for as long as you've known me, I've never had the desire to fucking be that type of person who I don't have a desire to like be in this partnership. Like
But
I
I
never
think
had that
that's
desire.
okay. I think that's okay. I'm not saying I don't have a problem with that. I know I think it's okay to not have the desire, but what I don't necessarily think it's okay is that you are kind of, and maybe it is okay, but it's something that I don't understand, I should say, is that you're kind of just leaving, I don't want to say leaving your life in somebody else's hands, but just like, oh, you know, if somebody wants to come, they do. It's like, do you want somebody to come live with you or do you not? Like, it's okay if you say, nah, I think I'm
yeah.
good.
And see, that's what I struggle with because I don't care. And I have a conversation every time with my therapist of like, am I fucking broken? Because why don't I fucking care one way or the other? And she tells me that I'm not, but
Well,
maybe I
yeah.
am.
I don't think you're broken, but I don't know.
I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. Like I that's one of the things I talk about frequently is that why am I not like other girls? Why do I not have this desire to be married? Why do I not have this desire to have children? Why do I not have this desire to have this white picket fence? Why do I not give a fuck about any of that shit? Why do I just want to fuck?
I think that's fine. I don't think marriage is on everybody's radar. I don't think that makes you broken at all. It's just concerning to me that you're like, I don't know. I don't
but
care.
No,
They
but
could,
I
they
get
could,
what you're
I could
saying.
take it,
I
they
get what
could
you're
leave it.
saying. I get what you're saying though, is that like you're allowing other people to kind of dictate what you want. But I
Yeah.
think
And that
that
is, I don't
like
feel like that's who you are inherently. So that's why I was like, what? Like,
no, I don't think that is, because I think if I wanted it, like I would want it, like I would get it. But I don't know. I don't really think that far. Like even, and it's funny because like even the guy that I just was talking about, he kind of asked the same thing of like, oh, do you want kids? Do you want marriage? And I'm just like, I could or I could not.
Well, I ain't never heard
I
you
don't
say that you
fucking
could
know.
with kids, so
Well, no,
that's
not
you.
with kids, but like with just marriage and shit like that. Only reason why I say I could not, I mean, I could or could not with kids is because I just got off my birth control in December and I'm still trying to figure out how not to get pregnant, right? Because I've always been on birth control my whole entire sexual experience. So I don't know how not to get pregnant. So although I'm not having sex, but when I do have sex, like I don't know how not to get pregnant. We're gonna fucking see. We're gonna take this day by day. I don't fucking know how you just don't get pregnant. I don't know. I haven't had sex really since I've been off the birth control, so.
There are ways.
I mean, I guess I looked them up the other day, and I guess
Did
apparently.
you really look
Like,
them
yes,
up?
I'm serious.
You're
I did
funny.
look them up because I need to be prepared. So I guess like you ovulate and then you have an ovulation day. So I guess between those 3 days, you're ovulating. Sperm, if sperm can live somewhere in there, you can get pregnant during those 3 days and you can get pregnant But those are the 3 days leading up to ovulation day. So then ovulation day is when the egg is released, and that's when you really get pregnant. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, I gotta
And you can get
not
pregnant
have
the day
sex.
after that, too, the day after the egg is released.
Yeah, so I need to figure out a way to just not have, I have a calendar, so I need to figure out a way to just not have sex during that week or that day. No.
Yeah, no, pull and pray too. That's the thing.
Well,
but
I don't want to have
you're
unprotected
leaving
sex with these
your
niggas.
face. Oh, well then, if you're not having unprotected, then
yeah, no, I'm not having unprotected sex with these niggas because, I don't know. I don't trust these niggas, and also because I'm not in a relationship with nobody to fuck. So you ain't gonna be fucking me raw.
I
if
don't
we
think
ain't
you
not in
gotta
a
explain
relationship
why
with
you
you.
don't wanna.
Like, the fuck, nigga? Goodbye. So I don't know. That just went a whole thing. But obviously, because I'm touch starved, there's no fucking, there's no chances of any being pregnant. There's none of that shit. There's literally nothing going over here. There's literally me on the couch watching First 48. That's sad. So everybody who out there who has somebody out there, you know, I'm not gonna say be grateful because a person you have out there might not actually be good of substance. You might actually be praying you were by yourself, but you know, be happy because some of us are out here starving, right? And I don't
it's
want
not
like I don't
it's
want a
not
friend
funny.
to hug me. I don't want a friend to hug me. Like, I don't want that. I want my back broke. Okay. I want to be bent over. I want my head between the motherfucking washer and dryer. That's what I want,
that
okay?
Seems dangerous.
I don't give a fuck. I want to live on the edge because clearly
Okay.
these past few months I haven't been doing anything. And I'm ready to fucking live.
Yeah, I think you needed to sit your butt down with this.
No, I don't want to sit down. This is the best years of my fucking pussy, and here I am. Letting it go to waste. Too pretty to be paused on FaceTime. Here I am. Quarantining.
and it's up.
Quarantining, okay? This pussy is on quarantine.
No,
six
don't say that
feet
no
away.
More. Only stuff that's sick out of quarantine. I don't want to, don't say that.
This pussy ain't sick, baby, but it is fucking quarantining. All right? Because nothing in this house, nothing. It's just me. I just need,
it's just me.
But it's gonna be okay though, because God, this is a lesson, y'all. I'm telling y'all, this is a lesson, and like, this is either a lesson or a reward, however I look at it. This is a reward for my years of going through fucking shit with the nigga before. So maybe I'm just sitting still because God is about to bless me with so much pound town that I'm not even gonna be able to fucking
gonna be able to sit
walk
down.
or listen. All right. Maybe God is trying to teach me something. And I just don't know what it is. But it gotta be a lesson because I don't live with nobody and I'm fucking single. Like real single, like not dating anybody. Nothing. Nobody's even in my DMs. I gotta drop some titty pictures or some shit. Get this shit popping. It's cold out here. And it's about to be in this cuffing season. Like, what is going on?
It's the beginning of cuffing season. So you should be in recruiting mode or draft mode, whatever the kids do.
I got to get my fucking hair done, okay? I got to get my hair done. I got to get it done. This is why I'm not getting a hose. Because my hair is not done and I've been in the house this summer.
That is
this is
to
why
think
I'm
about.
Deprived. This is why I'm touch deprived. This is why I'm starving. Touch my body. On the floor.
Well, that was quite
an
enlightening.
Experience.
Yes. Thanks. Thanks for bringing us on the
Okay.
journey. Yeah. On that note, I already know what your answer is going to be, I guess. But Monica, when we think about chicken sex and degrees, what do you need?
I fucking need sex.
When you say it like that, I don't ever want to hear you say that word again. It was like
No,
the way you
know.
said the S or something. I don't know.
Because I had to put some emphasis on it. No,
Yeah.
I am a little hungry today. I need some nourishment. Have I been feeling accomplished? I do feel accomplished. I'm about to start my little traveling season up soon.
Am.
Oh, so I'll be in New York next week. So I don't know. I need just some food tonight too. So I need everything. Shit. I did
Okay.
just have chicken. I found this little TikTok recipe on no, not TikTok recipe, Instagram recipe. Because you know everybody on Instagram is a chef.
Girl.
Everybody, okay? Everybody's a fucking everybody's a therapist, everybody's a chef, and everybody's a fucking lawyer, according to this Megan the Trowel, Megan the Stallion the Trowel, Megan the Stallion Trowel, whatever. Everybody's a fucking lawyer. Y'all know he shot that girl. Like, fucking stop it. Stop
Stop
it.
it.
Stop it,
Yes.
stop it, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. I understand all the, you know he did it. Because why the fuck would he be apologizing? Oh, he was apologizing for sleeping with both of them. No, he was
No.
not. And stop being stupid, you
Be
guys.
for real.
You know that that nigga said, I would have never done that if I wasn't drunk. I was just so drunk. What the fuck? That, why would he be saying that if he slept with both of them? Like, shut the fuck up, you guys. Like, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. I hate it. RIP to Magoo. He died too. That's
I
so
can't
sad.
believe that. Yeah,
I
so
know. I was like,
young.
I know. I'm like, I wonder what happened with him. Cause I'm just like, I also didn't know he had like all the songs besides Up Jumps the Boogie. I didn't know he had all them. I didn't know he had those songs. I was looking on the shade
I
room
don't know
like,
his stuff either, but that
what?
just was funny to me.
Yeah, I didn't know he had the Up Jumps the Boogie. Boogie Jumps Me. Brother, brother, please.
Boogie
And there was
jumps the B.
something to, Boogie Jumps the B, like Beehive, B Bees, or the beat.
Maybe it's the
Like bring the
beat.
beat in.
I say B, but maybe it's the
Yeah, maybe we don't know him like we thought we did. But anyway, RIP
That's
to
what it
that
comes
man.
down to. Yeah.
RIP to that man. But I want y'all to leave Megan the fuck alone, okay? Leave her the fuck alone.
And that's
Y'all
on
know she did
period.
it. Anyway,
He.
what are you? He did it. Yes, he did it with his little leprechaun ass. Bastard.
All
Anyway.
right.
What do you need, sugar?
I need some degrees. I'm back at
Okay.
work or whatever. So I'm back at work and I want to incorporate, time for me during the week, along with all my other responsibilities and things like that. So that requires me to w have to wake up early. I did like a practice round like these last couple of weeks, and I would wake up early, but then I'd be like, all right, so you up now. So now what? You're gonna work out. And I would work out some of the time, but I just want to be more consistent
Oh
with it.
yeah. Whatever happened to the fitness journey? Did we abandon it?
No, we ain't abandoning it. It's just, it's a journey.
So that means we just haven't done it in like 3 weeks.
No, I went. I actually went to the gym Saturday. No, not Saturday. I went on Friday. And then what I do on Saturday? I forgot why I didn't go on Saturday. And then yesterday, I just had too much going on. Then I got sick as hell. And I was still kind of recovering this morning. But tomorrow, I plan on being there.
All right, well, we watching
Yeah,
us and
y'all.
Jesus.
Yeah, I need everybody to watch.
Yeah, I guess let me go to the gym. That's probably where I get fucking some touch at.
There you go.
Let me go to the gym with the white people. Orange Theory.
Well, do they have trainers there? I feel like you definitely would get
Yeah,
touched.
they have trainers there, but they're not like personal trainers. They
It's
don't
like
really.
class instructors.
Yeah, just like class instructors. Like some of the trainers will actually come around and like fix your formation and shit, but then some of them will just sit there and let you do it wrong. So it just depends on who, and for real. But then sometimes I feel like the white people just be scared of black people. So yeah, it just depends. But I'm gonna stick beside them.
Yeah,
It's
that's
a
your
good
thing.
workout though. I went last Tuesday. I haven't gone because I've been cramping like a motherfucker, and I've been trying to. I be when I be on my period, I be really trying to thug the shit out and not take pain pills. So it really be sitting my ass down for like days and shit. But I'm finally feeling better because the cramps was trying to take me out. But I just feel like as a woman, it's our duty to feel that pain. I
Is
feel like we.
it?
Yes, I feel like we have to feel that pain. Like we shouldn't take pain pills. We should just feel it and
Why?
deal with it because that's our body. That's what our body is made for.
It's made to be in pain.
It's made to
Some
feel
people don't
that
get cramps.
pain. I mean, true, but the people who do, I just feel like that's just like our civic duty of being a woman.
Nah, that's how people get slapped. 'Cause nobody's nice when they're in pain.
I mean, they're not, but you were going to have a natural birth, right?
Yeah, I was. But I don't think that's something that I wanted to do. I wouldn't say that people need to do that. It was just my personal preference.
Well, I don't know what it feels like, but I do feel like as women, we just have to, we just got to take it. Nope. Okay.
Mean,
Nope.
I understand what you're saying, but if everybody, because everybody don't get cramps, I'm like, it's not fair that some people got to deal with it and some people don't.
And some people's cramps is way worse, but I do feel like if your cramps are terrible like that, there's something wrong with you. You got to go to the doctor. No, seriously, you got to go to the doctors because your period shouldn't be fucking like to the point where you're just fucking disabled. Like you can't even do shit for the whole week. Like they should hurt, but not like where you're immobilized. So if your period is that and your blood is like dark red and all this tissue, something's wrong. You got to go to the doctor. But don't let them take a uterus. Find a holistic doctor too. They can help you out. And if you need some pills for fucking a lighter period, click the link in our bio, okay? And use our promo
Yes.
code for my happy flow
Do you
'cause
have
those
firsthand
work.
experience with those? Can you give an
No,
endorsement? Okay.
I cannot. I just, heard that they're great. And I think I have a friend who uses them and she has like PCOS, PC,
PCOS.
PCOS. Yes, she has that, and she says that like those help, but also her losing weight helps too. So,
Yeah, I will say like your body being in top-notch condition helps you to have a perfect period.
yeah, that's why I think my body, that's why I think my period is perfect because my body is perfect.
And yes, it is.
Yeah, I know, but can't get no man to touch it, so it must not be that fucking perfect.
Ay.
Anywho, on that note,
It's time for Who? Yeah. You want the last bite or wait?
nope, I do not want the last bite because I don't got shit to say.
Well, damn, Gucci. What do I want to say on today? What's going on in the world?
Let's look on Instagram, see what's going on in the world.
I think my last bite is tell the truth. Monica started this podcast full of lies. And it probably has a lot of people confused on who I actually am. And that's what happens when you tell lies. Like everything gets all confused and messed up. But now people really be out here lying, bro, and that's wild to me. Like, I feel like we too old for that. I don't got time to be lying or dealing with people that be lying.
Well, it's easier to tell a lie than to tell the truth.
Is it?
I don't
I
know.
think people think that in their heads because they don't want to deal with certain things. But I feel like telling the truth is easy. You don't got to remember nothing.
I think people just sometimes lack common sense or basic etiquette, right? Because I have a friend who I feel like is just terrible at communicating. Like we were supposed to go to the beach on Saturday. And we literally made plans, posted it, did everything. Hit her, hey, you coming to the beach? No response. But then I see her on Instagram. Like, hit her previously about something else, no response. But then I see her on Instagram. Like, it's the oddest shit to me. And I'm just kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm done talking to these motherfuckers because people are just like fucking weirdos. So I think
People
it's a
don't like
combination.
to, yeah, that's weird. Like,
Yeah, like it's a combination. It's just like, bro, if you're not coming. Say you're not fucking coming. Like, I don't, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, it's so simple. So, yeah, that's why I feel like it's just easier for people just to lie. than to actually, you know, put
Grow
forth
up.
effort. Yeah, I know. Bastards. That's neither
Well,
here nor there.
yeah, y'all don't be lying to us. You can tell us the truth. We don't judge and we love to hear it. Like, yeah, y'all, if y'all got something that is on your chest that is burning and you don't have anybody to tell it to, tell us. We'd love to hear it. And you know where you can reach us at? On X. At Chicken 6 Degrees, no I, no E, and Chicken. And I guess X is Twitter, like all the
Yes, because I
OGs.
definitely was just confused. I was just like X, and then I was just like, oh damn, that crazy man did change it.
He is crazy. God bless him. And then you can find us on Instagram at Chicken 6 Degrees. You can also hit us up in our email, chicken6degrees@gmail.com. Hit up our website and buy some merch, www.chickensexdegrees.com. We're almost headed into sweatshirt season, and we got some nice, comfy, cozy sweatshirts, zip ups, and pullovers, and ones that have hoodies and ones that don't. So check us out, y'all. I think that's it.
That's
I'm
it.
Makita.
I'm Monica.
Bye.